you may not have noticed a trim square building springing up next to the UH Med School in Kaka'ako, their Makai of Ala Moana Boulevard. The new Entrepreneur Sandbox is a community co-working event and makerspace. It appears that major business partners, high-tech equipment, and a commitment to getting creatives in the door are what make this space unique. What if Hawaii's digital and technology creatives had a place to test ideas, build prototypes, and meet mentors?
And it's something that you see happening in thriving startup ecosystems all over the world. Finally, we have this piece of the puzzle coming to the table, right?
Ray Chung Fujihira founded Box Jelly, Honolulu's first co-working space. Now that whole concept is pumped up at the state's new Entrepreneurs Sandbox. There are a lot of windows in this raw, high-ceiling space where everything's on wheels for instant reconfiguration. People are lounging around and working on their tablets.
We don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but we know that just these conversations spark new ideas and opportunities.
Some forward thinking happened back in 2014. The state got a $3 million federal grant for the Sandbox project, matched it, and negotiated for $1.4 million from Sanford Carr. It's 4,500 square feet of flexible co-working and event space, private rooms, conference rooms, high-speed internet, a three-story large-format screen, and state-of-the-art projection system. Also, a digital media studio.
We knew that building the community was really important to the state and for Hawaii in general. So what we decided is, how do we make it as accessible as possible so people can enter the market for co-working?
Daniel Pham is director of operations at Box Jelly and also runs the new Sandbox. Pham says the $85 per month membership is less than half the usual co-working membership price. It gets you the collaboration space, discounts, and a Beaky membership. At 3 weeks, they're already 25% full.
That's kind of the interesting part of seeing these people that never thought about it or never ever even thought about co-working, because normally $225 is a lot of money, right? So having this kind of easy in really helps out with just getting a different type of audience.
Georgia Skinner, head of DBED's creative industry, says the Sandbox is a unique resource for media entrepreneurs.
Not only do you have the tools, you have the expertise here. You have core tenants like CPB and Servco who are committed to a new digital frontier for that kind of business model. And for us in creatives, there hasn't ever been a creative co-working space here or anywhere else. So I think that that helps to spur the engine that we need to drive our new economy and innovation and creative technology.
Really, it's a space for the future of Hawaii. Like, we're coming up into more rapidly changing times, right? And we're going to have to be able to keep up with what's happening in the rest of the world. Bringing in these established businesses and connecting them with students and with smaller companies is something that we've never had.
Check out the space this weekend for the print and book fair. And remember, the Honolulu Film Festival's VR Lounge is at the Sandbox. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.